today's Monocle Reads, I'm speaking to Mads Peter Norbo, who is a Danish best-selling author who lived in Greenland for several years. He worked at the town hall in Nuuk. He holds degrees in literature, communication and philosophy from the University of Southern Denmark and the University of Stockholm. He's the author of five novels, and his latest, Cold Fear, is a dark, atmospheric thriller set in Greenland. Welcome to you, Mads.
Thank you.
Now, you're described as the master of Arctic crime. I didn't even know that was a genre.
No, I believe it wasn't before me. So my Australian publisher wrote that with the master of Arctic crime. I said, oh, that looks nice. So
it looks
okay
great
with me.
What is Arctic crime?
I believe it's because my book takes place in Greenland, and I live in Greenland, so it's quite close to how it is living in Greenland. Mm-hmm. So they describe the life there, and the murders are in Greenland, so it is Arctic crimes.
Now, you're actually from Denmark, and you've also studied in Sweden. Why go to Greenland?
Oh, my wife got a job offer in Greenland, and then we thought, oh no, that's too far away. But then we thought about it for 2 days, and we said, oh, why don't try it? And then we just went to Greenland.
And?
It was beautiful, amazing. It's such a different place from Denmark and England too. We have no roads in Greenland, and you are very isolated, so you have to get used to how things work there. But it's a very beautiful place.
Yeah, I mean, for many people, though, moving there somewhere that is so isolated would be really depressing.
It is for some Danes too. I believe half of all Danes moving to Greenland go back to Denmark quite fast because the darkness or the isolation or things like that, or the Arctic climate. But I liked it a lot. I almost fell in love with the place, I would say.
How did it affect you and your creativity?
I believe I became a bit darker in my writing. But it was very inspiring living there. I normally say Greenland is like being in Narnia in winter. So it's a very beautiful place, and it is inspiring because in Greenland you have, besides the nature and the isolation, you have a very, very dark side of society where a lot of children are being abused. And so there's a murder rate 16 times higher as in Denmark. And so it is a dark place for humans too.
So what's driving that, do you think? Is it the actual geographical, environmental darkness, or just the darkness within the Greenland character?
I believe it's different things. Of course, the isolation for many people do something to their minds, but it's also a cultural thing. Imagine living in a very isolated place, 15 or 200 people, the same people all year, and there's nothing really work to get, and you have to live by nature, and school is poor, and somehow it affects some people to become able to do bad things to others.
Mm. And I mean, I imagine that the economy has been vastly affected by environmental changes and just the changing pace of the world, that an old lifestyle no longer really exists.
Oh, it does in Greenland. Greenland has been apart from Denmark for the last 300 years, so the economy is basically from Denmark, and most of the money in Greenland comes from Denmark. But many Greenlanders are still living in these small settlements, and they are living as they did for 50 or 100 or 200 years ago. Hmm. And you don't have roads in Greenland, so you are really cut off if you're living in a settlement. And the internet and phone connections are quite poor in the settlements too. And if you walk just 100 meters or something away from the settlement, there will be no internet connection at all.
Now, Donald Trump recently tried to buy Greenland.
Yes.
Tell me how that was received there.
A bit laughing, I would say. He's not the first president who wants to buy Greenland from Denmark, but he's the first president, of course, to say it on Twitter. Normally, you keep that things like that a bit more hidden. As it is now, Denmark is, you can say, it's Danish military in Greenland, and there are American bases in Greenland. So Americans used to see Greenland as a military-wise a part of America. I don't believe Denmark would ever sell Greenland to America. It's a strange thing because you can't sell a place with humans living. No.
It was a bizarre suggestion in the first place. Anyway, tell us now about your latest book. So it's called Cold Fear, and
yes,
it's your second book to be translated into English.
Yes. Oh, what to say? I always find it difficult to tell about my own books. It's a follow-up for the first one, and the same persons.
And the first one was called The Girl Without Skin.
Yes, that was the first one. And when I wrote The Girl Without Skin, I just thought it was going to be one book. And then now there's two, and actually there's three now, but the second one is out in English, yes. And in this book, it's a bit more dark than the first one, and there's a bit more murders, I would say. And Matthew Cave is the main character. He's a Danish journalist, has moved to Greenland because of he lost his wife and child in Denmark. So he has had some troubles finding himself, and now he's in Greenland and getting involved in a lot of dark cases. And his half-sister, half-Greenlandic, disappears in Greenland, and some teenagers turn up dead, and she's presumed dead too. And then Matthew has to find her. At the same time, his long-lost father appears again, and it seems that he has been a part of some military experiments at the Thule base. And things kind of get bad for Matthew. Mm. And a young Greenlandic girl called Dubanak helps him. And this is a bit of a rough character. And then if I say too much more, I will probably expose the end.
But I mean, it's a very intricate plot. I wonder how much of it is based on real life. I know, obviously, the location, it's all set in and around Nuuk, which is where you lived.
Yes, I used to write a lot like life is. So a lot of the characters are people I know, and there's people in the town hall often joke about who's who in the books. And Greenland say to me, it's like being here in Greenland. So it is quite like it is. And I used to say that anything else but the murders are real.
And how do you go about researching the murders?
I don't really know. I don't know what I do for research. I just I normally just write about what I see and how life is where I am.
Yeah, but presumably you haven't seen any murders.
I have seen a murder.
Really?
Yes. That's another story. Before we moved to Greenland, my daughter and I witnessed a murder close to our home. So.
What happened?
A man killed a woman, but we didn't actually see the murder. We were passing by an old warehouse close to our home, and I heard some strange noises, and I was looking into a window. I couldn't see anything. And then I was thinking shortly about it, and then we walked on, and then we came home. My daughter said she had seen a spooky man, old man staring at her from a door, and I didn't think about that either. But the next day, there was police all over and dogs, and it appears that at the same time when we were passing by, this man has killed a woman inside the warehouse. So we have armed guards in front of our house that night because my daughter was the witness to the murder. So that was, that was
Do you think that's informed your writing?
It did. It did. It changed me a lot because I... The police said... If I had gone into the warehouse, the man probably would have killed me because there was some large iron bar behind the door with his handprints on. So, and I was thinking a lot about what if he had killed me too? What about my daughter? She was 11 years at that time. And I was thinking about what could I have saved this woman's life? And there was a lot of thoughts. So I do actually believe my writing became a bit more darker after that.
Really fascinating. Your books have sold all over the world, and I just wonder about translation. Obviously, you're fluent in English, but your books are translated by other people. So
yes.
when you look back at the text, do you see what it is that you've written, or does it change substantially in the translation?
Oh, this is one of the most amazing things, because I can read the German, English and Sweden and Norwegian books. And it is so fun to read them because I find them much more beautiful than mine. Because the translators are so solemn.
Yeah.
They write to me asking questions, and sometimes they discover mistakes I have made. And I say, oh no, but it's a good thing, because then I know that the English version and the German version are probably better than the Danish.
So you have to work quite closely with them.
Yes, the English translator Charlotte was visiting me in Greenland for a week, and we were walking around looking at all the places where the book took place, and it was so funny.
Yeah. How does it affect you living in that darkness?
It's beautiful. I believe it's healthy because in Greenland, as I said, you are so isolated and you have to respect nature in a completely other way than you do in Denmark, because nature does kill people in Greenland, and it is dangerous to live there. In where I come from in Denmark, people never dies in nature because it's so peaceful. But in Greenland, it is very different. But regarding the darkness in winter, it's not that dark because even though we don't see much of daylight, the snow and the ice glows and lights up everything. So it is a bit like Christmas for 6 months.
Oh, fantastic. Well, to get a real taste of that, you need to read the book. So the first is called The Girl Without Skin. The second is Cold Fear, which has just come out. Both translated into English, also Danish, Norwegian, German and various other languages. Thank you so much for coming in. You've been listening to Monocle Reads, and my guest today was Mads Peter Norbø, and he's published by Text. For more interviews with authors, download Meet the Writers, our flagship literary programme here on Monocle 24. Thanks to the production team of Kenya Scarlett and Sam Johannes. I'm Georgina Godwin. Thank you for listening.